Miranda's rescue and animal abatement issues were discussed at the July 17th Rio Del City Council meeting after a presentation by Shannon Miranda. But first, the council heard from Sarah Frott, the Senior Communities Program and Service Coordinator at the Rio Del Community Resource Center, regarding the services that they provide. The center can provide assistance with job search, food insecurity, parent and family support programs, clothing closet, and more. They recently rejuvenated the community garden plot that is made available for members of the public to grow their own produce. The Resource Center is currently located on Wildwood Avenue near Grenman's Sporting Goods. They are hoping to be able to move into a larger site to be located closer to the schools in the near future. Shannon Miranda, the owner of Miranda's Rescue, next addressed the council about the ongoing agreement to provide animal care services when animals from Rio Del are brought to the rescue. Currently, Rio Del pays a flat $1,000 per month regardless of the number of animals brought in. There have been an increasing number of animals brought to the rescue that need medical attention. A spay-or-neuter procedure alone can cost $200 to $300 per animal. May was a particularly busy month, as described by Miranda.
$1,000 you guys give me a month, it's not covering the amount of animals that are coming in. And for the medical, May alone, I got 18 dogs. 10 of those were puppies. I got the mom, the dad, the puppies. Just to get the puppies fixed at $250 a piece, which the females are more, it's over $3,000. It's not counting rabies shots. And The county is required now every dog that I adopt out that I make a separate copy of the owner with the name. They pick them up every month so they can get the rabies shots. So I used to leave that up to the new owners, but it hasn't been working out. Like Kyle said, I do take other animals in. I got 40 lizards, 3 fish at that one house.
There have been 5 animals brought into the rescue so far in July. Miranda has also requested the city look at implementing a breeding ordinance to reduce the number of unwanted animals in the area. The city council will address the animal control contract and discuss any potential breeding ordinance at a future meeting. Chamber of Commerce President Nick Angeloff reported that Caltrans was working to try and get one lane of the Rio del Scotia Bridge opened up in time for Wildwood Days, August 3rd through the 5th. The bridge would need to close again afterwards in order to complete the painting project as soon as possible. It is hoped that the bridge could be reopened to one-way traffic by the end of August. Video of the council meeting, as well as the full council packet of information, is available at theriodeltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Del City Council will be Tuesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.